All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this Timing Research special presentation titled You Can Auto Trade Professional Option Strategies. And this is brought to you, of course, by timingresearch.com. And our special guest tonight is Eric Gebhardt of altavest.com. And of course, this information is for educational purposes only, and trading is not suitable for all people. So please consult a financial advisor and only trade with money you can afford to lose. This is being recorded and it will be available on timingresearch.com as soon as I can get it processed after the event. And also if you search for Timing Research on Substack, YouTube, or your favorite podcast app, you can find the recording there as well. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Eric Gebhardt.
All right, great. Thanks, David. And looks like I'm on here with audio and video. Should be able to see me okay. And yeah, we're going to jump into some options trading, doing things in a way that you probably haven't done before. We're going to look at algo-driven strategies. We have some unique trade alerts that you're going to love to see as well. You just need to respond with one touch on your screen. And you don't have to babysit your screen. And we can use automation to manage our positions as well. So we'll jump in. We have a lot of material to get through here. And remember, we're speculating and we're trying to make money and profit, but there's always risk when you're intending to profit. Without risk, there would be no reward. So do take a moment and review that risk disclosure for me. It is important. Keep in mind that all funds committed should be risk capital and that past performance is never a guarantee of future results. And if you see me looking around like this, it's just because I have multiple monitors that I'm tracking. So there's nothing wrong with my neck. So there you go. And a little bit about us. We are Altavest. Since 1997, we've been trading. That is yours truly right here with some colleagues down on the S&P 500 options trading floor. Those were some of the floor traders that would fill all of our orders. We've traded millions and millions of contracts over the years, 26 years serving our client base. We're in the futures and options industry. Of course, we're regulated and we're registered with the CFTC and members of the NFA, and we're located in California. Maybe you've seen some of our presentations, or maybe this is the first time, but either way, welcome. And we're going to look at a live demo here in just a second. And just a little bit about myself. I've been doing this over 30 years now. I was licensed back in 1991. Again, a co-founder of Altavest. I have my BS in Business Administration from the University of Southern California, Trojans. And I have my Series 6 and 63 securities licenses and mutual funds and annuities. I currently have my Series 3 futures license, as well as Series 65. That's the investment advisor law exam that I passed. All right, what I'm going to do now is stop the video because the introductions are sort of out of the way. And we're just going to have more room on the screen here. So a little bit of context before we get started. Maybe you can relate to these three barriers. This is really based on feedback from clients over the years and really myself. So jump in here. Noise, really just noise, a lot of, you know, choppy signal, so to speak, opinions, news, price targets, storytelling. This one kind of, there's a million of these, but I just threw this in on Home Depot on May 9. Could be in for a win May 16. Worst revenue miss in 20 years. You know, so this one here is a good one. Elizabeth Holmes is the next Steve Jobs. Well, she's in prison now. Sam Bankman-Fried is the next JP Morgan, and he should be in prison now. So that's just a lot of storytelling, stock market fairy tales, as they say, sell me a story. We don't want to do any of that and get involved in any of that, as well as worthless price predictions. This one kind of cracked me up, so I've left it in here. It's from December. Bitcoin is either going to 250,000 or 5,000 in 2023. So I don't know if that's a lot of help to you, but it's certainly not to me. Anyway, so the second barrier, how about just time and the discipline to screen watch and sit in front of your monitor? Even if you wanted to, you probably don't have the time. This gentleman here says he sits in front of the market from open until close in front of a computer and watching open positions. Then every once in a while, even after market hours. Probably not something a lot of us can do. This is a really profound, simple quote here. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us. So I think that's worth remembering. A lot of us have other things we'd rather do, and we understand. So the third barrier, just really us. We become our own worst enemy because we're so emotional, the creatures that we are as humans. We get on this roller coaster, this cycle of euphoria and then capitulation as you surrender, and then optimism again. We want to stay off of that roller coaster. We need to try to control our emotions. And that's what we're going to show you with some of the software solutions that we've developed. And this is a great quote. It can be expensive trying to convince the markets that you are right. He's absolutely correct. Three common biases, again, emotion, recency bias, confirmation bias, and then anchoring bias. And you kind of get the idea of what that is referring to. I don't need to jump into the details. But again, we can't compete with machines and algos and AI, at least from an emotional perspective. And really, this is our trading competition these days. Everything runs automatically with built-in risk and reward controls. And this is an interesting piece. The algos are the enemy. Machines created this stock market rally, and eventually the machines will end it. So it says many people have gotten rich off of this market and they think they're invincible. Just referring really to year-to-date performance, probably mostly in the NASDAQ. And let's not fall into this trap where we end up thinking that we're all geniuses. And if you made a ton of money, that's great. We hope you do. But on the other hand, sometimes that can be a bit of a curse, not a blessing. You give a false sense of knowledge and skill and ability sometimes. So let's look at how insurance companies might look at options trading. Well, they sort of kind of turn it upside down compared to what most people do. And I'll explain that in a minute. But as you know, an insurance company gets paid premiums to take risk. They insure themselves by hedging their position. So they're just managing time, so to speak. And they're consistent and they have a patient process and business model. It's all based around mathematical probabilities and essentially longer-term odds favor them, statistics and so forth. So I'm sure you're familiar with, you know, actuarial tables and that type of thing. So how can we collect premium just like an insurance company? And that's what we're going to talk about among buying options too, but we want to kind of focus a little bit on this side of it. So how about some premium collection strategies where you sell options, you get lots of, looking for lots of base hits, where you're you need to be consistent and patient. And of course, you will have losing trades. So we're going to show you how to manage those positions, as well as the reward, not getting greedy. You need experienced people to help you along the way, and you need the right tools to make this happen. So again, we're not going for grand slams with these types of trades. These can be non-directional or bullish or bearish. It doesn't matter. Premium collection can be very flexible. So you have a targeted outcome with a fixed amount of risk. The way we do it, these are called credit spreads. And when I mentioned fixed risk, that's because each position is covered or insured. Again, predetermined risk and reward. You can have positions that are set up to do well if the markets go sideways. And before we jump into that, just a little brief review on a couple of the Greeks. When we refer to options, there's two Greeks we're going to look at. One is delta. How much does the value of the option change with the change in the underlying asset price? So that's what that references. It's also the approximate probability of expiring in the money. So here's an example. If the delta is 0.25, that means there's a 75% chance that option would expire worthless. And of course, delta is always moving as time and price are moving as well. It doesn't stay in one spot. And it is not the probability of a winning trade. So keep that in mind. That's important to remember as well. And theta, it's just a matter of time, time decay. Remember, every option has limited lifespan and they all go to zero at some point in terms of time. So time decay, it's a negative number equals 1 day of time decay when you refer to theta. In options at 10 points, and if theta is negative 0.05, that means the next day the premium would drop to 9.95, and after that, 9.90, and so on and so forth. Here's what it looks like on a graph. You're starting out here 9 months. As you approach time zero, the percent of the premium on that option drops and drops and drops simply because you're running out of time. The clock is ticking, so every option will expire. And talking about algo trading, well, it is dominating the market, 90% of the stock market, dominated by basically algo machines. And that's according to JP Morgan. So can algos be used for these professional style option spreads that we just briefly talked about, where you collect premium? Yes, it can be done. So the Wall Street pros trade what we call multi-leg option spreads, and they use that oftentimes to collect premium. So here's a woman on CNBC. I have her, her link here in the next few slides, but she says an option spread is the buying and selling of different contracts. It's a common way for investors to hedge risk and volatility It's usually cheaper because you can offset your cost by the proceeds from different contracts. And it's been used by Wall Street professionals for decades. So that's kind of the key. That's sort of the key strategies and approach we're going to look at. What are the professionals doing? What are the fund managers, the institutions, and so on? What are the people on Wall Street doing? So we can use automation to try to collect option premium for any type of market condition. So here's an example where you're selling a call spread on the E-mini S&P 500. And you would do this if you're bearish or perhaps even moderately bullish, or if you think the market's going to be choppy. So here's what it would look like. Here's the market down here at 4,200. It's rallying, dropping, rallying. It's sitting right here below 4,400. And you decide to sell this out of the money call spread. And you sell this strike price here, the red line. That's the 4,550 call. And when you sell it, someone pays the premium to you. You collect the premium. You put 450 in your pocket in terms of points. But simultaneously, you buy a 4,570 call. That's the blue line. So that covers your position. But for that insurance, you have to pay some money. So you pay it 2.25 points. But the net result is $112.50 in your pocket. And then, of course, you have to consider commission. So that's selling a call spread. Here's a put spread, just the opposite. I won't spend a lot of time on it, but here you are. You sell this out of the money put spread and you collect a premium in this example of $100. And these are not naked options. Remember, everything's covered. No naked trading allowed with us folks. If you're trading naked options, I would suggest you don't. I've never seen someone do it and stick around over a long period of time. And remember, there's two big advantages as to why you don't trade naked options. First of all, there's no unlimited risk if you're doing covered spreads. So your risk is predetermined in advance. And there's no margin calls. So if you're trading, you know, naked options, then you're going to end up on margin call at some point. So you're going to be sending more money to cover positions over and over and over and over. This was a good joke here. This woman's looking at his text and she says, "Who is margin and why does she keep calling you?" So remember, folks, no margin calls. You don't want those. Here is an example of a condor. It's called an iron condor, and it's simply a strategy that's non-directional in nature. It might be something you would do if you think the market's going to stay in a particular range. And it's just the put and the call spread in combination. So here's an out-of-the-money call spread. Here's an out-of-the-money put spread. And you see this wide margin of error for the market to kind of bounce around. And you collect premium on both sides here with the calls and the puts. And we're going to jump into a demo here. But first, let's look at our proprietary strategy. It's another premium collection strategy with six legs. We call it the dragonfly, something we developed years ago. And it's non-directional, a variation on the condor. And I'm going to pause a little bit here and explain this to you. So here you have the calls on the trade and you have the puts. And the first thing you would do, we're going to look at, is what are the quantities here? How do you break this down? What is the structure of this trade? Well, you would sell four of these calls here, buy three further out of the money, and then one closer to the money. And then you do the same with the put. Sell four, you buy three further out, and then one closer to the money. And you should note that in this example, the four puts that you're selling, you probably can't read that, but those are the 3,200 puts. The one that you buy is 50 points higher in terms of being closer to the money. So that'll create a completely different dynamic in terms of your risk and reward. And it provides additional insurance and protection if the market were to move closer and closer to these short puts in this example. And the same thing happens here with the calls. This one you buy, in this case, is 50 points closer to the money. It doesn't have to be 50, but the algo on this particular example chose 50. And there's, of course, even just outright speculative bullish or bearish positions. We'll look at one of those or two of those in the demo as well. But really, it looks complicated if you try to do it on your own, and it sort of is if you try to build out like a six-legged spread or even a four-legged spread. So how would you know which markets to trade, which strategy to apply, at what price, and in other words, what's your entry timing, and then your exit? Just as importantly, how do you manage your risk and your profits? So the answer is Theta Trader, pre-built option spreads with our Theta Trades. Those are algo generated. And these are the professional spread strategies that we spoke of. Any market condition, there are strategies that can be applied. Very flexible with options, another big advantage with options. And then automation, something called the RTI, the Risk Thermal Indicator, will automate the risk and profit management, and we'll show you how that's done. So let me switch screens here. We're going to jump into the demo. If all goes well, you should be seeing my screen. Okay, so this is our demo account that I use for webinars. So you can see demo here. A live account would look a little bit different, wouldn't have some of these menu items, but by and large, it would look just like this. So you'll see the theta trades on this section here. You'll see your open short spread positions here, any open long or bot positions. You'll see your account info, and this is all connected with your AltaVest trading account, and any current price quotes right here. So we'll go ahead and note that the strategies can be segmented into bullish or bearish or non-directional. And we're looking at three markets in primarily here, the E-mini, S&P 500, NASDAQ 100, and Russell 2000. And a little bit later, I'll tell you why we really focus on these markets, but there are tremendous advantages as to why we focus on those. But for the sake of this demo, we've talked about the Condor and the Dragonfly already. Well, let's take a look at what the algorithm is kind of presenting to us today on this menu of possible trades. So you can see you have all these different expirations available, and all the strike prices are already pre-selected by the algo working behind the scenes, all the pricing and everything. So you have anywhere from 16 days to 58 days till expiration in terms of a particular spread on a Condor. And if you want to see the whole Condor, you just hover your mouse over it, and you can see that little pop-up there. It gives you all the strikes. And this is your maximum profit potential at expiration for any one of these trades. And then this would be your maximum or your targeted annualized return at expiration on a percentage. And really, this number, this TAR, is here to compare one Condor to another. It's not to realistic to expect if you place this trade every 16 days for a year, you're going to make 182%. I mean, that's really not a realistic way to look at it. So it's really to compare one trade to another. And it makes sense that the trades with the least amount of time would have the higher annualized returns, because it just assumes you're doing more of them in terms of the targeted results. But what I like to do is drill down, and I randomly usually just pick the one with the most time. So let's click on this, and we'll drill down onto this trade and get all the details, go a little deeper. And that's the September end of month expiration. Okay, first thing I like to do before we look at this, I'll look at a graph. So you can see here's the call spread that you would be selling, collecting premium. And here's the put spread you would be selling and collecting premium on that. Remember, these are covered spreads. And you know, one side of the trade will always end up being a winner, because you can only end up losing on one side. You can't end up having both sides move against you, because the market can't move simultaneously up and down. So anyway, here's some more details. You have your expiration dates, the quotes, settlement price, put risk, call risk, commissions, cash required, profit potential, targeted return on cash, targeted annualized return. And you can see the strike prices here are already pre-selected for you. And I want to point out the put that's being sold here, it's the 4120 strike. It has a delta of 9.97. So that means there's over a 90% probability this put option would expire out of the money. And look at the call here, 6.52 delta. So you're talking, 93.5% probability that if you sell this call option to someone else, it will expire out of the money. So these are sort of those higher probability outcomes that we like to look at and the algo looks at and targets in terms of collecting premium. So these are, deeper out of the money calls and puts. And then here are the calls and puts here that are being bought. And it always defaults to a sell because you're selling the Condor, trying to collect the premium. And it always defaults to a quantity of one. That's your starting point. And you can go up to, say, 3 or 4 or 5 or whatever. You can see all the numbers changing here. And I'll go back to one and I'll point out something. So there's about $913 required to place that trade. And your profit potential is just less than 90. And people ask, well, why would you do that? Well, again, look at the deltas. The very high likelihood that these options you're selling will expire out of the money. And that's the reason why. Again, lots of base hits. And we'll look at, why don't we do 4 of these? We'll leave the value here at 215. We're trying to collect that many points. And we'll use that button and press place and click that. And that's it. It just assumes you're filled because it's a demo. But if you place that order for real, it flows through. us and through the Globex electronic exchange. And then when it's filled, it flows right back through to Theta Trader and your account. So it's just that simple. And I'm going to jump into a Dragonfly and show you that here. And then we'll look at something really interesting. We can backtest this and kind of look at a time machine. We have a simulator. Okay, I think it's a little sluggish because the software is doing an update now. And I'll explain these colors in just a second too as well. We'll jump on a Dragonfly real quickly. Here's the September end of month. Okay, and this is what it looks like, sort of the overhead view. So you've got the three legs here and the three legs down here. And let's break this down on the graph, or I'm sorry, not the graph, but this other table, let's call it. So again, you're selling four of these calls here, the red line, and then you'd be buying three of the further out of the money calls, and then one closer to the money call, in the same structure with the puts. But you can see all the work's been done. See, it already fills it out, populates it, selects everything for you. And again, you can see the puts and the calls that are being selected here have deltas that basically presume, you know, over 90, 93% probability that these options that you're selling will expire out of the money. Now notice the cash required is higher, $4,700. That makes sense because you're selling four calls and four puts. So the quantity just increased by four compared to just the one condor we did. Your profit potential, $281 at expiration. Targeted annualized return is always going to be less than a condor for an equivalent expiration. And that's simply, again, because you pay money to buy this call and this put as extra protection. So extra insurance always costs money. So it's a trade-off. You're giving away a little profit potential for a little more risk-averse position. And we'll look at this as a default to a one. It says selling one. We'll go to two. And you're trying to collect over 7 points. We'll go ahead and place that order. And you see it there. There you go. It's filled. Now, here's a really interesting simulator. And I've loaded some trades that we can actually backtest and give you some examples of sort of compare contrast the condors and the dragons. So here's a condor, end of month, February expiration. And we'll use this play button. And if I'm going a little quick, I apologize, but let's just assume you placed this trade on January 3rd of this year. So we're just going back in time. That's all we're doing to see what would have happened. So you can see day by day, and you can see the RTI is green, and green is good, means do nothing. Let me move this up here. Turns yellow, and that means a little bit of elevated risk, but still do nothing. And then it turns blue. Blue means take profits and get out of the position, take your money and move on to another trade. There's 13 days till expiration. And if you automate these positions like this, and I'll show you how to do it, you will be out before expiration. We don't really ever suggest holding on to a position all the way through expiration. So again, this is the Iron Condor, the February end of month expiration, and that's placed on January 3. And here, January 3, here's a Dragonfly turning yellow, a little bit elevated risk, but still do nothing. And then that turns blue, take profits on February 14 with 15 days till expiration. So that's a typical Dragonfly and Condor. So that's called the risk thermal indicator. Blue is the profit taking signal. I just want to check one thing here as well. Yeah, it's interesting. I didn't notice that when I, but here on the 14th, the Condor still hadn't given a profit signal. You can see that didn't come until the 16th. So in our example here, the Condor compared to the Dragonfly actually matured about 2 days earlier, allowed you to take your money, move on to a different trade about 2 days earlier. So that's interesting. And that can happen sometimes. That's why we like the Dragonflies quite a bit. Here's another one placed on February 26. Here's a Condor. And that turns blue with 31 days till expiration. So you have a profit taking signal there. And now let's look at the equivalent Dragonfly. Oh, too quickly, but that also turns blue with 31 days till expiration. So you can see that one worked basically on the same timeline as the Condor. And let's jump in at another one here. Here's one from March. So that turned blue and profitable on April 1st. And just to make sure we're on the same page here, that was March 1st when that trade was placed. And that's the April end of month expiration. So here's the April end of month expiration on March 1st. And look at that, actually matured much quicker. So that came through with a profit taking signal on March 21st right here, compared to the Condor, which was April 1st. So you had to wait in that position quite a bit longer with the Condor. And again, the different trade structure makes all the difference at times, not all the time, but at times. And here's another position. Here's a dragonfly. I think I wanted to just throw up something and point out that, you know, not every dragonfly or condor is going to be a winner. So you see it turns orange, elevated risk, and you can see why, going very close to your short call position. And then it turns red, and that says, get out and take a loss and move on. And I also want to point out that you don't have to go, use this button like this. You can go all the way to the end. So when you're back testing, it's much quicker to do that. But I'm just using this play button to illustrate. You can go backwards and forwards one step at a time if you'd like. But, you know, this is interesting, too, because had you had hindsight, you'd think, oh, gee, I should have just done nothing and stayed in the position and it would have, you know, done well and made some money for me. But of course, who has hindsight? I know I don't. So here's one called the bear hedge, and I'll show you what that looks like. It's under the bearish tab. We'll look at an example here. And please do ask questions. I'm not going to see them right now, but I will get to them. So I want to make sure I'm covering everything that you want to hear about. So use the chat there. So here is a bear hedge for the September end of month expiration. And here's what it looks like. You sell an out of the money call spread and you collect money for doing so. And you put that money in your pocket, but then you pull it out again and use that money to buy an out of the money put spread. And usually you can do that for even money and sometimes a credit. So placing the trade doesn't cost you anything. And kind of set up the same way here. And it's defaulting to a buy. And we'll do two of these and we'll get a credit of 1 point each. And there you have it. So there's the put spread and the call spread that you just placed. So let's look at how that works on the simulator. This is back on August 15. And we're going to take a look. You can see here you sold this out of the money call spread, collected money for that, and then you use that to buy an out of the money put spread. So clearly, if the market starts to drop a lot, you know, this position would do well. You're long a put spread and short a call spread. Don't worry about the colors on this one. They're almost opposite because you're long the premium. But we'll look at the end result. So this is like, you know, your best case scenario here. If you're maybe using it as a hedge on your portfolio. So that's why I just kind of let it go to the end. But you can see he ended up making over, you know, $2,000 on that position in that example. All right. Well, that's a brief overview of some of the simulator past trades and looking at the dashboard. I want to point out a couple things here as well and show you how to basically automate things. And before I do, keep in mind we have our daily research. That's proprietary research here, something called TradeScope. We look at the technicals and provide some guidance looking forward. So people like really using this. It's really easy and short to digest, a lot of visuals, and that's proprietary, you know, for TheTaTrader clients, as well as our daily trading commentary. You'll get quotes for the day, and then you'll get any new trades for the day. Here's current economic data out of Asia, out of Europe, out of the US, and then looking forward what to expect. And then of course, an economic calendar. So again, another great synopsis, and it's proprietary only for TheTaTrader users. And now if you want to automate things, you would just go under My Account, under your settings, and you would click this here to activate the risk manager and activate the profit directive. And that means when the RTI turns red or blue, TheTaTrader will automatically place those orders for you. And if there's some trade adjustments and what have you as well, you know, you can accept those too. So either way, it can all be automated and take a lot of that heavy lifting off your plate. There's a great help file right here. And this explains, for example, I won't go into all of it, but there's details on everything in TheTaTrader. But you saw how easy it is though, very intuitive. But this glossary explains all the colors and how they work, explains all the details for all the different terms of the spreads and whatnot, and all the symbols. So it's all in TheTaTrader here. And we also have these great videos. These are tutorials on TheTaTrader. That's all part of your TheTaTrader usage. And then education and tutorials. These are great videos if you need to brush up on any one particular thing. But just going back real quickly to the dashboard. In fact, let me just go here. You can see, you know, if you're not totally familiar yet with some of the symbols, all you do is let your mouse hover on top of the symbol. See, and you get that pop-up. So you make it real easy. And let me take a drill down on, let's say, this iron condor here. I'll just click on this. So if you want a deeper dive on any one of your positions, you just use your dashboard and you click on that position. And so this is this iron condor here. We're going to take a look at that trade with a little more detail. Okay, so here it is here. You can see all the open positions. You can see your open P&L at a glance. You can see all the colors at a glance. And, you know, we'll look here at this dragonfly. But mostly you'll use the dashboard. I think, you know, a lot of times you don't really even need to drill down this deep into any particular position. Okay, so you can see it's highlighted in gray. And so if you scroll down, you get to see from the first day you placed it, you know, what has happened. Here's the first day, July 19, and it was negative P&L. And that's normal when you place these trades at first because the theta decay hasn't worked yet. And then you can see day by day, it's starting to get more and more profitable. Has 30 days till expiration. It's doing well. And the algorithm says, basically do nothing. Just let theta decay work. So that's really what it looks like if you want to drill down onto any particular position. But the convenience of the dashboard and the color coding kind of says it all. And then, of course, if you automate everything, then you don't really even need to monitor the dashboard day by day necessarily, because the trades will be tracked and monitored for you, and the orders will be placed on your behalf based on your instructions when you want the profit and the risk manager and those directives, you know, activated. Okay, so that's a good example of some of the non-directional strategies. We looked at a bear hedge, but I also want to point out, you know, of course, there's bullish strategies. You could simply buy a call spread, or you could buy a put spread if you wanted, or just buy an outright put, or you can even buy a condor instead of selling it. But remember, those are more of those low probability outcomes. And you can see I have a few long positions here just in the demo. And you notice how they're orange and yellow because they're losing money. And most of the short positions here are green. So that's a good example of why collecting premium has those higher probability outcomes. All right. Well, that is an overview of jumping into the software itself. I don't want to show you one other feature as well. So let me switch screens. Well, in fact, before I do that, let me see if there's any questions that might require me to be in the dashboard here. Let's see, someone said, sorry, they're late. There's no, you're forgiven. No trouble there. Okay. I think so far I don't see anything specific to the dashboard, and that's fine. But if so, we can get back to it. I can always reshare the screen, but let me go ahead and jump back. All right. So we're back to the presentation, and let's see if we can make it even easier. We're going to look at our trade alert functionality. So this is really a tool of convenience for you. You can use the ThetaTrader software and the platform that you just saw. And that's, you know, obviously very intuitive and kind of self-evident in terms of how it can be used and how easy it is in terms of the layout and how it's structured. But you can also use the trade alerts that you'll receive on your smart device. And all you have to do is touch accept or reject. So if you really want convenience, the trade alerts are really the best thing I've ever seen. I've never seen any other service like this. So these alerts are essentially integrated with your trading account. So we'll show you how it works here. Here's a demo. You'll receive a text or email, and you just touch the link. It will take you to the alert. You can see this one's a little bit older, but it works the same way. So you see a graph. You'll get a description of the trade. And I want to point out, it shows you the net premium collected, the cash required, and you notice it says sell 10 in this case. So the quantity is already pre-sized for your account. So it's tailored to you and your individual account in terms of your account balance and what other positions you would have in your account. So you're not going to receive the same trades over and over and over as alerts. It's always going to ladder those positions based on what other expirations and strikes you have. So that's important. Everything is customized and tailored to you and your account. Gives you 71 days till expiration, your targeted annualized return. You're selling 10 of those condors at 2.65. So if you agree and like what you see, you just simply touch accept, and then our technology places that trade for you. I'll do it one more time. So it's just that simple. And if you don't like the trade for whatever reason, you can simply touch reject. So that's how easy it is for the trade alert. So either way, if you want to use the ThetaTrader platform and use those menu of trades with the ThetaTrades and simply select and choose your own quantity, you can do that. That's fine too. A lot of people do that, and other people like to use the alerts as well. So how about getting started with your ThetaTrader membership. Let me show you how that works and what you get. Maybe there'll be some questions after this, and that's fine, so keep them coming. So the ThetaTrader software, that includes all the Theta trades, the risk thermal indicator, which you know automates your risk and profit controls, and then the trade simulator that you saw. That's really a great tool, like a time machine, valued over $3,500. And again, you get those trade alerts that we just saw. Simply touch accept. Those trades are sent specifically to you for you and your account size and based on what other positions you have. And everything is integrated with your AltaVest account. So you touch accept, and then our technology handles everything. So your ThetaTrader membership, you include the software that you saw, the trading platform, including the trade alerts valued at over $8,000. And then here's the biggest thing of all, folks. It's the private coaching. So we're not just an online only type of thing. We're not chatbots. We're not, you know, AI avatars or anything. So you have real experienced people, and we'll do a 1 hour or a half hour screen sharing sessions or whatever time you need to work with you. We're licensed, we're experienced doing this, decades. So someone who can kind of act as your caddy or your co-pilot, you'll have that relationship with that person, talk about your trade strategy, review prior trades, whatever is on your mind. I mean, the value there I see here at $7,500. I think that's way undervalued. I mean, having a coach and a mentor available on the phone or email or whatever, I mean, that's really invaluable. So that's all part of your membership. That's valued over $15,500, all of that together. And there's that bonus, to sound a little corny, but we have that proprietary research, which is invaluable, I think, the trade scope and the daily commentary, almost $3,000 worth there. And of course, included as part of ThetaTrader, I pointed out the online video tutorials. So really, it's a really, I used really twice there, didn't I? It's very intuitive to use, but if you need a little extra boost, the tutorials are there. So the ThetaTrader software, the alerts, and the coaching, you have a mentor and a coach. Remember that is not something you're going to find in most other brokerage firms, that's for sure. And then, of course, the proprietary research valued at over $18,500. So we're not going to offer it for that. That's not what we're going to do. And we did used to sell our memberships for $4,000. We did these in live events, and we'd travel around the country, and we'd have people lining up in the back of the room at the tables and filling out the forms and becoming members that way. But we love doing these webinars. We can reach a lot of people from all over the country at once. So we can offer this at a much greater value, and not even half of that. We can even go deeper. So how about one low payment of only $997? And that's a lifetime ThetaTrader membership. Now, here is the link. It has the special discounted price there, and that does expire soon. So you want to jump on that link. Take a screen picture of this, a screen image, or with your phone so you have that handy. And it's also in the chat, I think, that just got entered there. And there's a 30-day guarantee. So really, you don't have any risk on that payment. 30 days, 29 days, whatever you decide it's not for you, that's fine. Let me know. We'll refund that to you. And this is what the form looks like, quite simply, just one page, just the basic, your information, your credit card, and that is it. You're a lifetime member. So it's exciting, and I think you'll love it for sure. And we have a few more FAQs, and I want to wrap up with sort of an overview on the global macro landscape. If you didn't know, tax efficiency is within the futures and options space. You can lower your tax rate, by trading futures and options compared to just individual stock options. So if you're trading individual stocks in this example, I won't jump through the details, but you would have a $7,400 tax liability, a 12.6% rate of return. If you had that same example and you're trading futures options like we do, your tax liability is at $5,360, your rate of return is at 14.64%, but you save over $2,000 in taxes. Just because of the tax efficiency, IRS treats these differently. So it's important to know you don't have to itemize either. You just get a 1099 and you just use that in your taxes. Always consult your tax attorney or advisor. And then why are we doing the E-mini S&P 500s in particular? Well, they're liquid, they're efficient, they're cost effective. Sort of an oxymoron here. Can mini be huge? Yes. So the E-mini S&P 500, outtrades all ETFs around the world by over 2.5 times. So looking at the SPY, for example, it's almost 10 times greater in terms of your average daily dollar volume. And here are the ETFs. This is, I'm not sure, I think this is probably a year or so, and those numbers might look a little different, but I think they're probably all relative to each other. Even, you know, even though the SPY has grown, so have the E-mini. So I bet it's all sort of the ratios, very relative. And, you know, why trade the S&P 500 option? Well, volume, liquidity, and access offers superior execution. According to the CME Group, ES options offer a cost savings of $4 to $15 per contract. And there's a bid offer spread there that's tight. That's what they're trying to say. So you have a large market share in ES options, densely packed strike prices, 100 annual expirations. You get the granularity and coverage. What that means is when our algorithm is looking for strike prices, it's going to find them. So you have that granularity. You know, here's some puts and calls, and a few days go by and you get another set of puts and calls, another set of puts and calls, and so on and so forth. So the algo is going to find what it needs. If you do that with individual stocks, you won't find those strikes available. And of course, the Dragonfly, another big example of, you know, why we love it with the E-minis compared to stocks. On the E-minis, if you're doing a Dragonfly, we place it as one order at one trade at one price. So you're not legging in. You're not breaking it up into two separate trades. If you want to trade stocks with a Dragonfly, you can't do it as one order at one trade at one price. So it's a mess. You cannot do a Dragonfly the way we do it. And you have these sophisticated option strategies available to you with the E-minis, and that's why we love it. And keep in mind, this is something that I wanted to point out too. You know, if you're new, I'm not mocking you, but rookie traders basically focus on only buying options. Again, here's this woman. She pointed out in 2021, 11% of Robinhood's active users made options trades, but of that, fewer than 1% actually made a multi-leg options trade. So they're not placing spreads is what she's saying. So, and if you're only buying options, remember theta is always working against you. The clock is always ticking. You need big, big moves in a short period of time. And, you know, she says that's a popular trading strategy and that's why it's risky. Says the appeal for retail investors to buy options is that they're much cheaper, but your potential for profit is actually not that high. So what she's referring to is just the probability of success is very low, sort of like a lottery ticket. It's not to say you can't ever buy an option, because we certainly have and will, but spreads are a more methodical way, a more professional approach to trading. We like these spreads as well with the ES, because you're trading just, you know, one or two indexes, not trying to filter through thousands of stocks and ETFs. The margin is efficient, and there's a clear cost structure as well. So there's no hidden cost when you're trading E-minis with us. Everything's trading electronically at the CME Group, the largest futures exchange in the world. It's their Globex electronic platform. That means if you have an order for one Condor or 1,000, all the orders are routed through the same mechanism, the same infrastructure, the same platform. Every order gets treated equally. That's not the same with stocks. If you didn't know, there's something called payment for order flow. That's, you know, groups like Robinhood say they're free trading. Well, it's not free. They say it's commission free, but Robinhood customer orders were executed at prices inferior to other brokers. So if payment for order flow is disguised commissions. So if you want the broker to work for you, pay a commission. So there's no payment for order flow with AltaVest. That's really what I'm pointing out. So everything is basically clear. There's nothing opaque. Our commissions are 5.25. That's round turn all in. And I give an example here. People have said, oh, that's too much. That's higher than what I've seen. Well, here's a big box brokerage firm. They say their rates are 2.25. So at first glance, it looks like they're a lot less money. Well, no, that's per side. Okay, that's per side. And then when you add more fees on top, which are clearing and exchange fees and NFA fees, and they don't even show you what those are, they just say plus exchange and regulatory fees, it's higher than what we charge. So our rates are very competitive. What about performance? People want to know. Well, we're a brokerage firm and everyone uses DataTrader differently, and people place different trades at different times. And also wanted to point out, and I should have earlier in the dashboard, but everything in DataTrader is net of all trading costs. So all of the percentage figures and all of the dollar figures are already net of all trading costs. You don't have to try to back out and, you know, add the transaction cost what size of account. We recommend 25 to 50,000. That allows you to diversify your positions among dragons and condors and so on. And if you want a free membership, people do this every time we do webinars. I get a bunch of people wanting to do this, so we kept doing it. We'll rebate that membership to you if you have $100,000 or more with us, and 50% membership rebate if you have 50,000. So keep that in mind. You might want to take a screenshot of that and hold me to it. But no, that's no trouble at all. And of course, there are IRAs, individual, joint, corporate, LLC, trust, all the typical accounts that you'd find at any other brokerage firm. And we like ThetaTrader because it is an alternative. So as they say, you know, that may improve diversification and lower your portfolio risk when you have access to alternative non-correlated performance. But, you know, what is the risk? Well, inflation is still above the Fed's target. CRB index just in this month is up 10%. And now it's at 2023 highs. So just when everyone said inflation's dead, here you have commodity prices soaring again. So I think inflation is going to be with us for a while, pretty sticky. And this guy here, Ron Barron, if you don't know who he is, he's usually got a lot of good things to say. But he points out the inflation's 4 to 5% each year, quite frankly, even if the Fed says it's been, you know, 2% or the target's 2%. He's right, if you think about it. And stagflation, this is interesting, something we've been looking at. What that means is you have slowing or decelerating economic growth and sticky inflation. So manufacturing data is contracting for multiple months, and services data has been stronger, but now it's starting to contract. So, you know, you're going to end up with stubborn inflation at 3%, and that's going to worry the Fed. And that's what you call stagflation. So I don't know if there's going to be a pivot. You know, everyone's talking about a pivot 6 months ago, and the Fed has just kept hiking. So how about this? There's a couple of indicators, and we should probably pay attention to these folks because they're projecting, at least historically, they've been accurate, a stock market decline. This one has never been wrong. And this is where it says stocks are heading next. It's no such thing as a foolproof indicator. Of course, we know that, but it hasn't been wrong in 64 years. It's the leading economic index, LEI, from the Conference Board. And it's now nearing a decline this year of close to 8% this year. And going back to 1959, when it has declined 4% or more in a year, it has always represented a definite recession will come in the U.S. So we're way below that 4% contraction. We're closer to 8% now. So they suggest here, the Conference Board even notes there's likely to be a recession starting Q3 into Q1 of 2024. Says stocks perform poorly historically following a recession. The LEI hasn't been wrong once in 64 years, and it's signaling stocks are more likely going to head lower. So this is what it looks like on the graph. So you can see this red area here, and you can see the blue line when it goes negative below zero, and then you get that gray bar, that's a recession. And again, you go down below zero, and then right afterwards, you get that recession again. And the same thing here, and now we've got that same setup, guys and gals, right now, signaling a recession ahead. And here's the same chart, just a little messier, but they're saying here that it's consistent with a 20% decline in S&P 500 earnings per share. So that's not going to support stock prices. And to talk about an economic recovery, well, a lot of it is based on, unfortunately, credit card. Credit card debt is now almost $1 trillion, first time in history. Credit card rates are high. Credit card usage and adoption is high. Credit card balances are high, interest rates. Here's another one, 100% historically accurate, the yield curve. So you might hear a lot about that, but look at a couple brief charts. This is real high level stuff, but maybe you don't need to get that deep. It says here, the yield curve is now in the deepest inversion since 1981. Expect a serious economic event. And you know that might have already, nothing much happened. I mean, a little bit happened yesterday after Fitch lowered the credit rating in the US. But you know, last time that happened in 08, the S&P, I think, dropped, 7%, almost initially, and then it was down another, I think, 15 or something percent in the next few weeks or months. But anyway, here's what the Treasury yield spread looks like. Historically, you see this red horizontal line here, that's zero. Anything below that would be inverted. And I kind of highlighted here, you can see the gray bars as well. So when you get that blue line, the yield curve going negative, you end up with a recession afterwards. Every time, every single time. And so here we are way down here. So I don't know. History doesn't have to repeat, but we should certainly pay attention. It says here, the yield curve has predicted all 8 U.S. recessions roughly a year in advance. It's a perfect track record. The current inversion will likely be long and deep. The next U.S. recession will be relatively more severe, but it may also extend into 2025. So I'm just mentioning that not to say the whole world's going to fall apart, but in what's facing us in the immediate future, it looks very ominous in terms of a stock market, at the very least, a correction of, you know, double digits at the very least. So I don't think it pays to be passive. You know, listen to Stanley Druckenmiller. He thinks stocks might be flat for an entire decade. High probability, he says. And why should we pay attention to him? Well, some of these guys are wrong sometimes. We know that. But because he has a track record, folks. He managed money. And for 30 years, I think, he had an average annual return of 30% with hardly any drawdowns. So that's amazing. It's astounding track record. And here's a couple charts. If you bought the Dow in 1929, you bought the Dow here, unfortunately, at the highs, you were back to even in 1954. So sometimes buying and holding doesn't make a lot of sense. And look at the Dow. If you bought it here in 1982, it was still the same in 1966. If you bought it in 1966, it was the same in 1982. So just a couple examples. We'd like to, pay attention a bit more to these larger themes so that we're not just sort of completely being passive. So we like diversification with what we call alternatives, use automation. You got these unique option strategies available to you. You can speculate or you can hedge your stock portfolio. And there's the slide there for the ThetaTrader membership. And that's my phone number. I'll leave it. Let me go to the next slide. Simple 5 steps. You would just complete your order here. You'll get your ThetaTrader login credentials soon afterwards with an email and a link to open your account. And then once the AltaVest account is open, you'll have instructions on how to add funds to the account. And then you can begin trading and accepting alerts. So you've got those algo-driven options trades here within ThetaTrader. You've got the trade simulator. You can see how that works. You have those one-touch trade alerts. You have the automation. There's the form. And I will leave it there. You can take a picture of that too. And let's see if there's any comments or questions. I'd love to hear feedback, good, bad, or otherwise. Really, that's the only way I can learn to get better at this. Okay. Someone is asking about Australia. Yes, we have clients in Australia, down under in the land of Oz. We'd be glad to have you. And you do have an account with us. So we are the brokerage. So AltaVest is the brokerage. That's correct. And depending where, you know, someone asked about U.S. residents only. Depending where you are, please let me know. But no, we can accept accounts in other places. It just depends where you are. If you're in Canada, typically not, or the EU, there's regulatory issues that are out of our control. But do call me or send me an email. You've got the email there, my number. Tell me your situation, and let's see if there's anything here. Anything else? Yeah, a couple of people asked about U.S. residents only. But really, any comments, questions? I'm just a real regular guy here, and you're welcome to call me. If I don't pick up, someone else will pick up, and you can ask them, or it'll go to voicemail. Doesn't really matter. Any of us can help you. Let's see
I tried to help answer a couple of the questions that I knew the answers to, but there's Rob asked, did you see the one where it says, could self-discretionary options trade be made other than the auto trades in the account?
Oh, I see that. Yes, you can do your own trades as well. You can modify any trade or just start with an element we call the trade builder. It's in there. You can just build the trade any way you'd like. Sorry, I didn't see that. And you can use an IRA. Absolutely, you can. We have that every week. We have people having IRAs with us. And if you're in Canada, let me know where you are specifically and I'll check. But send me an email on that. Yeah, I'll have to double check. I see that. BC, good question. I know there's compliance and there's regulations that sometimes, depending on who we talk to, it'll shift. So we get different answers. But I can follow up with you on that. So send me an email if you don't mind. That way I know how to reach you again. And yes, again, the IRA. Oh, here, you know what I'll do here? Let me just show you. I can do this. Let me just jump back in the platform real quickly and keep the comments and questions going, or if anyone wants to see anything else. But someone asked about placing or just building your own trade. Yeah, so it's right here. And you can see that, okay, I hope everyone, the trade builder, guess you'll let me know if you can't see it. So
yeah, I can see it. It's good.
Anyway, you would just do that right here under trading, trade builder, and you have all the different e-mini expirations available here. It's all available here. You can choose this the menu of all the strategies. So if you wanted to do that, you just go step by step and follow through, and you can build your own trade, or you can do it this way. You can take an existing trade and modify it if you would like. I should also point out on the trade alert, you cannot adjust the strike prices or the expiration on the alert, but you are able to adjust the quantity and lower the quantity. You can only lower it, you can't raise it. So if you received a trade alert and there's a alert that says you can do 10 of these iron condors, accept or reject, maybe you only want to do 6 of them for some reason. Well, you can change the quantity and that's fine. It all gets submitted through the alert. But if you wanted to do, for example, your own trade, you could just pick up any one of these expirations. Say this is the August end of month. Yeah, a couple of good questions. Yeah, everything is net. All of these numbers and percentages are net of all trading costs. So everything's included. And we do not trade the micros, just the e-minis. There's just not the volume on the micros. You could certainly modify the strikes here if you wanted. So you could trade the change the strike prices here. You might get some messages, but you can refresh it and change the pricing and whatnot. But yeah, you can do that, kind of build out your own trade, customize it if you would like. Some people do, most people don't. And that's, I think most people just appreciate the ease of the algo doing it for them. So those are good questions. Let's see, what else could I do here? I think maybe if someone is, you know, for example, most of the volume I'll point out has been in the E-mini S&P 500. We have some Russell trading, not a whole lot of NASDAQ trading of late, although at times we have, but the NASDAQ is always going to be more volatile than the S&P 500. And, you know, certainly you could say if you wanted to do, you're bullish and maybe you want to do a bull hedge on the NASDAQ, you could certainly do that. Again, it's very flexible. And I'm just kind of pointing out with the global macro data, the LEI and the yield curve and whatnot, that, you know, it might pay to have something like this as a tool available for you that can allow you that that flexibility to move in any direction much easier than just trying to do it on your own and just trying to kind of ride out, you know, all the big drawdowns that, you know, might occur in the near future here with the stock market. But, you know, so here's a bull hedge on the NASDAQ, just as an example, just randomly pulled this up. But, you know, here you go, you're buying this call spread and you're selling this put spread to finance the purchase of that call spread. So that's kind of how that works. You could do it here, you could place the order, and there you go. You can see the quantity of one sitting there. And if it were a real trading environment, you know, it would end up not immediately necessarily, you know, maybe the price didn't get hit right away. It might take a little bit of time or whatnot, but every order does expire at the end of the day. These are day orders. That's another good question that I know people have asked, and people are asking about starting amount. Yeah, that is, it's really up to the individual and how much risk capital they have. But if you want access to, for example, do some dragonflies and, you know, maybe you want to do some other trades along the way, you know, each dragonfly is about $5,000 approximately in margin requirement, and each condor is about $1,000. So if you want to have multiple dragonflies opened at the same time and multiple condors, you know, you're going to need probably 20 to 25,000 is the least amount that I've seen. And other than that, if you can do more and you're comfortable doing more, you have the risk capital, you know, certainly you could do more quantity and spread yourself out with more positions, you know, at 50 or even higher. So and again, we do the rebate at 50,000 to 100,000, you get a 50% rebate, and then 100,000 and above, we'll rebate the entire membership fee. So that's how that works. Good questions. And here, if there's anything else that I missed, I think I've covered the ground. And again, I appreciate if you want to have comments or questions. And, you know, I don't even mind if you criticize me, really. I mean, I take it as constructive because I need to hear from people about the presentation. Otherwise, I can't modify it and make it better and maybe connect better or try to make my points better. So here's my phone number. Here's the link for the order form. There's my direct email. And you can do the one low payment, that's just one time, or you can do three payments. That's fine too.
Oh,
and
your screen's still showing the account.
Okay, well, that's fine. Let's see here. I'll go back. Yeah, just to reiterate.
Okay, okay.
I think we're back.
Return. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just want to point out, you can do the three easy payments here, or just the one low payment. But either way, it's a lifetime membership. Either way, you have a 30-day guarantee on that membership. So you don't really have any risk on that. If you're thinking, you know, I kind of like this, just sign up and we'll get you started. You'll get your login credentials. You can start using the account in demo mode and kind of playing with it. So really, you don't have any risk in that regard. But again, that's my email, eric@altavest.com. It's in the chat room there, and my direct phone number. So I'd love to hear from you. And I think I have answered the questions as best as I can. And unless there's anything else, I'll wrap it up. I know I've kept you here a long time, but I appreciate your time. Thanks, everyone.